century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Captain.
Hello, brother.
Damon.
There's nothing about that Logan guy I killed in here. This one's covering it up.
It's a small circle. Founding family, a few city officials.
I, of course, will do anything I can to help.
Alaric Saltzman, I'm your new history teacher.
It's a cool ring.
Thanks. It was my father's.
I have to leave. Too many people have died. I can't be a part of your life anymore.
Don't go, Stefan.
Goodbye, Lena.
You know what? I'm not going to invite you in.
Some other time, then.
I was dumped.
Yeah, well, Logan's a jerk.
Hello, Jenna.
Logan.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Why are you here, Logan?
I missed you. I was out of town.
Yeah, I got that email.
You got an email?
You didn't send an email?
I can explain. Just invite me in and I'll tell you everything.
I'm not going to invite you in. Forget it.
Come on, Jenna. It's me.
The answer's no.
I know you. You're always one step from a maybe. A tiny nudge to yes.
You just pointed out that I have no self-control. Clever strategy.
Evening.
Hey, you're that guy from the news, Logan Fell. I watch you every night. Well, I used to. I mean, you've been missing from my TV.
I took some time off.
I noticed. I'm Daphne.
Hey, you know something, Daphne?
No, what?
I live in fear. It consumes me. In the early evening when I see the sun begin to fade, the fear comes. Because I know that the night brings death.
Kidding.
Nope. But don't say a word. The minute we encourage him, he'll put it away.
Psychology major? Check that.
Stefan? Update? He knows how I feel and where I stand, and I know where he stands, but it doesn't matter. He's leaving. Moving away.
Where's he going?
I stopped asking questions. The answers get scary.
Yours leaves, mine returns.
Logan?
Back.
Ugh. I didn't let him pass the front door. I hope you stand in space.
Medium slam.
It's respectful, Jenna. You're not even allowed to watch the news.
Exactly. No more Logan scum fell.
So, any idea of where you'll go?
I don't know. London, maybe? See some friends.
You don't have any friends, Damon.
You're right, Stefan. I only have you, so.
Where are we going? We are not going anywhere. I'm going to live my life as far away from you as possible.
But we're a team. We could travel the world together.
We could try out for the amazing race.
That's funny. Seriously, where are you going? Because we're not staying in this town.
I'm here to see Damon.
Sure. Okay.
Sheriff. What's the prize?
Sorry to bother you, but we need to talk.
Come in.
I hope you understand the secrecy. Stefan doesn't know about this yet. I'd like to keep it that way.
Of course. Kids are too young to be brought into this.
So, what do you need?
There's been another attack. A female victim. Throat torn out, completely drained of blood. It fits the pattern.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I thought we solved that problem when I staked the blonde one.
I'm thinking she must have turned someone. Or multiple someone. I don't know. The story for the town is another animal attack, but I'm not sure how long we can keep lying to them. The council's in an uproar. We thought we were past this.
Hey, so, what do we do?
You're the only one who's ever taken on a vampire.
We were hoping you could tell us.
And then the ballet dancer and the crumper did the salsa?
Oh, I was awake for that part.
I don't know when you fell asleep. Did you see the Celine Dion waltz about cancer?
Those always make me cry.
Yeah, and then the loud judge kept screaming and I couldn't take it, so I turned it off.
If I sat through Family Guy, so you owed me.
Did I miss something? They've been hanging out.
Kind of weird, don't you think?
She needs someone nice like him, as opposed to a homicidal vampire like Damon.
Yeah, how are you doing with all that?
I'm freaked out. Damon attacked me. I could be dead right now. But I'm also grateful to Stefan. He saved my life. Have you seen him?
Not since he told me he was leaving. For all I know, he's already gone.
He wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
Yes, he would. He thinks he's protecting me. Clean break and all that.
So what are you going to do?
What am I supposed to do?
I already begged him not to go. If I ask again, I'm being selfish.
It is what it is.
Well, maybe it's for the best.
What? Why?
I mean, what kind of future could you have had with him? Even if he stayed?
Did you hear?
No, I swear.
Thank you for stopping by.
Let me know what you come up with.
Absolutely. What is wrong with you? You killed somebody?
Get off of me. A, don't touch me. B, if I had, I wouldn't have been so obvious about it. C,
it's another vampire in town.
That's impossible.
Obviously not.
Well, who could it be?
What do we care? We're leaving anyway, right?
No, I can't leave now, and you know that. How are we supposed to find this person?
Let the adults handle this stuff.
See you later, okay?
Bye. Bye. We need to talk.
So what's up with you and Forbes?
Nothing's up.
I saw you two in the hall today. Don't even try and deny it, bro. You're tapping.
No, it's not like that.
Never is. Until you become we people.
We people?
Yeah. We can't make it to the party. We'll never miss a game. We don't like the color red.
We hung out like twice.
Like I said, we.
So you have no idea who it could be?
None. But it must be somebody new, because leaving a body like that, they're either sloppy or they're trying to send a message.
And you're sure it's not Damon?
Well, I'm never sure about Damon, but he's been trying to keep a low profile lately, so it just doesn't make any sense to me.
So what are you going to do?
Damon's tracking him right now. Look. I promised you the truth, so I wanted to tell you. I want you to be careful.
When I saw you, I thought you were coming to say goodbye.
Not yet.
me?
I found this old journal in Dad's stuff. Jonathan Gilbert from the 1800s. He's kind of a freak show. He wrote about demons and all these people getting slaughtered and...
Yeah, he was a writer. Short stories, horror stuff.
Oh, he wrote fiction? Figured he was just a lunatic or a drunk.
Oh, he was a Gilbert. Probably a little bit of both.
So what do I do now?
Just wait. I'll be there in a minute.
Can you hurry? I have things to do.
You can give me that.
So why did you need me to do this?
Because I interfere with the signal.
But can I go now? This has blown like half of my day.
You do that. Get in your car. Go home. They're going to ask me to do this.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Wooden bullets, so nothing funky.
You don't want to do this, trust me.
Ow! That's what you get.
For what?
You made me like this.
I killed you. I didn't hurt you.
See, I know what you and your brother are. I've been watching the two of you. I knew you'd show up here. And I'm glad you did, because I have some questions.
Me first. Who turned you?
How should I know? Last thing I remember is I'm about to stake your brother, and then you grab me. That's it. Until I wake up in the ground behind a used car dealership on Highway 4. Somebody married me.
It happens. Ow.
You bit me. It had to be you.
You have to have vampire blood in your system. When you die, I didn't do that.
Some other vampire found you. Gave you their blood.
Who? That's what I want to know.
Dude, it's not like the welcome wagon was waiting with a bunk cake and a handbook. It's been a learn-as-you-go process. You know, one minute, I'm a small-town, on-the-rise news guy, and next thing I know, I can't get into my house because my foot won't go through the door.
You have to be invited in.
I know. I live alone.
Oh, that sucks.
So now, I'm at the Ramada, watching pay-per-view all day, eating everything in sight, including housekeeping.
It could be worse.
All I can think about is blood and killing people. I can't stop killing people. I keep killing. And I like it. I'm inflicted.
Welcome to the club. Wait a minute. Cops only found one body.
I left one. I was tired. But I've been hiding the rest of the bodies. They're right back there. They're just piling up.
What do we know?
Nothing new to report yet. My highly reliable deputies are all on alert, but if you feel the need to be more proactive, by all means, grab a stake and have at it.
What extra precautions can we take?
For right now, there's nowhere safer than a crowded public place. And for once, Mayor, we actually know where our kids are.
What do you want?
Hey, just surprised to see you here. Art usually implies culture, and culture implies, well, not you.
Go to hell.
Still want to be an astronaut?
I can't believe you remember that.
I can remember the tinfoil that you wore on your head.
I was 8.
How are you doing?
Had it easier. You? I mean, I hurt sometimes. So it's true then, you and Stefan?
Yeah, it is. What about you, Matt Donovan? I heard about Caroline.
Ah, man, not you too.
Hey.
We're friends. It's not a big deal.
No?
No.
Why am I so overly emotional? All I can think about is my ex-girlfriend. I want to be with her and bite her and stuff.
Well, you probably love her.
Anything you felt before will be magnified now.
You're going to have to learn how to control that.
What about walking in the sun? I'm a morning person. You can walk in the sun, which, by the way, is pretty cool. Council will never suspect you. That's not in the journals.
The journals?
Yeah, the founding fathers, they pass down journals to their kids. Come on, man. You gotta tell me. How can you walk around in the sun?
Who turned you?
How do you walk in the sun?
Who turned you?
You know, I've been really nice so far, but I will kill you.
Then you'll never know. You're not answering my question.
You first.
Seems you're in a bit of an impasse then, doesn't it?
I have things to do, people to kill. I guess I'll be needing a little head start.
I'm guessing you're not here to plan the path for your future. You're looking out for me.
Hope that's okay. You know, I wanted to be a doctor before everything happened. But, I couldn't. Just...
The blood?
Yeah. I've dabbled in a bunch of different things.
Didn't love anything enough to stick to it?
No, I loved it all. I had to move on before anybody could notice that I wasn't getting any older.
How long before that would happen?
A few years, usually. Sometimes shorter.
And you always left?
I didn't have a choice. So, what about you? What are your plans for the future?
I don't want to talk about my future, Stefan. Because everything you're saying is making it perfectly clear that you're not going to be in it.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to be in it.
You can't. I get it. I heard you the first time and the second time. And I appreciate you looking out for me, but please, if you're going to leave, then just go.
Hide me.
What's going on?
The scum fell has landed.
Logan's here.
Wait, Logan fell?
Dodging me.
It's a form of self-preservation.
Oh. Elena, why don't you and Jenna go somewhere else?
Let's go.
What are you doing here?
You know, your brother asked me the same thing. In fact, why don't we just skip past all that who turned me stuff and get the answer that I want? How can I turn into a daywalker?
Damon and I are the only two that I know of.
You're both very cagey on the how, which tells me that there is a way. You know, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm quite the celebrity in this town. It would be very, very easy for me to expose you.
You want to know how you can walk around in the sun?
I do.
You can't. Don't ever threaten me again.
Logan came to the house. What did he say?
Fake flattery, stupid dimpled grin, puppy dog eyes.
I'm serious, Jenna. How did he act? What did he say?
He was the usual Logan. Charming. A little more manic than usual. He kept trying to convince me to let him in.
What? Okay, listen to me very carefully. Do not, under any circumstances, talk to him again. I'm serious, Jenna. Like, ever.
Hey, Elena. Jenna?
Hi, Mr. Saltzman.
Yeah, I was hoping to see you here tonight.
Career night is the new bowling.
Okay, excuse me.
Logan Fell's a vampire. And when I find him again, I'm going to destroy him limb by limb.
What happened, Nuker?
No, I'm not okay.
I was ambushed. I was shot.
Now I'm vengeful. Just gotta find him.
Well, there's no need. He's here at the school.
You're kidding me.
Why the hell is he there?
He's working the crowd.
Well, I'll be right there.
So? Anything you'd like to share?
What are you doing?
Following my future. There it is.
Broadcast journalism.
Yes. Broadcast journalism. Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't even read paper.
Liz?
Logan.
What are you going to do? Stake me? Bury me in another shallow grave? What would the email say this time?
I didn't have a choice.
You bitch. I died for you. For this town. You've known me since I was 6. And you swept me under the rug like dirt.
You knew what you were getting into.
I was one of you.
And now you're one of them.
Watch your back, Sheriff.
Get a backup team to the school immediately. Keep it within the circle. It's a V5.
I didn't know you drew.
It's an elective.
Because it's good stuff. You like graphics? Because that's it's kind of my thing.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Well, it's just something else we have in common.
And what's the other thing? Vicky? Let's hang out because we did the same chick? Go be friends with one of the many other guys that she screwed. There's no shortage of them.
All right, work it out, tough guy.
You too. Follow me.
Excuse me, Mayor. Where are you taking him?
I'm going to talk to him. I'll fight you in the handshakes, don't you think? Come on.
Bonnie, where are you? I'm ready to go. I'll be outside.
Hey, damsel in distress. Need a ride?
Oh my God, Logan Fell, Channel 9, is that you?
I used to babysit you, Caroline Forbes. Don't mock me.
Well, I was supposed to go home with Bonnie, but I can't find her.
It's not a problem, really.
It's on my way.
And why is that?
Because I'm interested in broadcast journalism. So can I ask you a couple questions?
Anything you want. First, buckle up.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, have you seen Logan Fell, the news guy?
Yeah, we just gave Caroline right on. Stay here.
Okay. Let's get this out of your system.
Go ahead. Fight. You want us to what?
I'm not gonna fight him, Dad.
I don't think so, sir.
We don't fight in there. Like pansies. To take it outside. Fight your battles like men and move on. That's the lesson my dad taught me. So, let's settle it. Fight.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Fuck!
Ooh, what's going on out here?
I'm just letting these two kids work it out.
We're good here. Go back inside.
I don't want to go back inside. What I want is an answer to my question. What's going on out here?
Who do you think you're talking to? Do I look like a student?
No. You look like a full-grown alpha male douchebag.
You don't talk to me like that. I can have your job like this.
How do you do that? It'll be you and me in this parking lot, working things out.
You cool with that? Just mark yourself. Interest in journalism. I think it's important to foster young minds.
What do you want?
The satisfaction of turning your daughter into a vampire.
Payback's a bitch. Get her out of here.
Logan, what happened, Logan?
Sheriff. Hey, it's Damon.
Where's Caroline?
She's okay. I'm on Elm Street. I'm gonna try this one more time. Who's hiring you?
I told you I don't know.
Just hire her in here. Take your head clean off.
Is that your final answer?
How can you side with them?
I don't side with anyone. You piss me off. I want you dead. Who turned you?
I don't know.
Oh, well. You're screwed.
I do know. You're lying. You think you're the only one that wants to get in that tomb? Underneath the old church?
If you were lying to me, I will end you.
I am not lying. There's another way to break this spell. We can help you. Meet me at the old church. Take me down. Make it look real.
Make it look real.
Where is she?
She's okay. My brother's taking her home. I'm sorry, Sheriff. I just wasn't strong enough.
Caroline?
She's okay. I took her home. She was shaken up, but all she knows is Logan attacked her and nothing else.
Where's Logan?
Damon's dealing with him.
As in...
You saw what happened tonight, right? I mean, you understand why we can't be together. You see it.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a lot of things, Stephen. Come on, I'll give you a ride.
I can get home.
I know.
All right, that'd be nice.
I don't know. I thought that was weird with your dad. But he did. Is he like that all the time? Is that what you gotta go through? Man, I get it. I get it. What's your problem?
Look, I don't need your pity.
Seriously, you don't have to be like this. You don't. Just go.
What is your problem, man?
I don't know.
Okay.
I said before about you leaving, it was harsh.
You had every right.
You asked me what I wanted my future to be. I wanted to be a writer. My mom sort of pushed me into that direction from the time I was able to read. She supported me, encouraged me, bought me my first journal. And then she died. And I can't see myself being a writer anymore. That was something that we shared. I know that you think that you brought all of this bad stuff into my life, but my life already had it. I was buried in it.
This is different.
It doesn't make it any less painful.
I know that it's hard to understand. But I'm doing this for you.
No. You don't get to make that decision for me. If you walk away, it's for you, because I know what I want. Stefan, I love you.
Threat. Couldn't you throw a punch? Maybe provoke me a little?
Not a violent guy by design.
Oh, you're not a very smart one either.
How's that?
You have no idea who you're talking to.
I need a ride.
Sure. Look, I like Karen. She's got this thing, this way about her, and I like her, okay? And I'm not going to defend it or apologize about it.
Okay.
So stop your little bromance bitch act.
Okay.
Hey, get your things. It's time to go. You make me glad I'm not alone. In silence we hear the tides upon the road.
Yeah.
I turned to you and asked you why. You're so awake, you must be tired.
I've never been in your room before.
Well, hasn't changed much over the years.
Can you leave everything here when you come and go?
It's the only place that has remained constant. This room holds every memory that I ever thought was important enough to hold on to.
It's a lot of memories.
Yeah. Are you thirsty or anything?
A little. You?
Get you something to drink, okay?
Falling.
You found Logan's body out by the old Fell warehouse.
It's been disposed of. He was hoarding victims. Innocent victims.
What?
This town owes you so much. So do I.
Elena?
Ugh.